Synthetic NGVLA Line Observations of a Massive Star-Forming Cloud, by M. Juvela et al. Study of pre-stellar cloud evolution requires observations with high sensitivity and resolution, and regions of high-mass star formation are particularly challenging. We wish to quantify, to what accuracy the physical conditions within a massive star-forming cloud can be determined from observations. We are particularly interested in the possibilities offered by the next generation VLA, NGVLA, interferometer. We use data from a magnetohydrodynamic simulation of star formation and concentrate on a filamentary structure that has physical properties similar to an infrared dark cloud. We produce synthetic NGVLA observations of spectral lines and analyze the column density, gas temperature, and kinematics. The results are compared to ideal observations and the actual 3D model. For a distance of 4 kpc, NGVLA provides a resolution of 0.01% even in its most compact configuration. For abundant molecules, such as HCO+, New Hampshire 3, N2H+, and CO isotopomers, cloud kinematics and structure can be mapped down to sub-arcsec scales. For NH3, a reliable column density map could be obtained for the entire 15*40 arcsec cloud, even without additional single dish data, and kinetic temperatures are recovered to a precision of 1K at higher frequencies, the loss of large-scale emission is noticeable. The line observations accurately trace the cloud kinematics, except for the largest scales. The line of sight confusion complicates the interpretation of the kinematics, and limits the usefulness of collapse indicators based on the blue asymmetry of optically thick lines. The NGVLA will provide accurate data on the small-scale structure and the physical and chemical state of clouds, even in high-mass star-forming regions at kiloparsec distances. Complementary single-dish data are still essential for estimates of the total column density and the large-scale kinematics. This was Synthetic NGVLA Line Observations of a Massive Star-Forming Cloud, by M. Juvela et al.